millennials are more likely to believe in horoscopes than they are an all-knowing God. And the same demographic has had suicide climb up to the leading cause of death outside of accidents, showing us that beliefs do indeed have consequences. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about millennials. We're going to be talking about that important demographic for us to hopefully begin something for us in believers in sharing the gospel. Hopefully this can give you the impetus for going out and sharing the truth of the gospel in Jesus Christ with those who have simply been given bad teaching, not only by false teachers that are out there, but also when it comes to what they've been learning in school and so forth. And I believe this latest study that we're going to be going over specifically gives us a good understanding of just the lack of critical thinking that a lot of millennials tend to have. And that just seems to be the case, especially when we look at their belief and trust in horoscopes concerning what the data has shown. And on this article for Christian Headlines, they talk about that there's a new study that was done by the Arizona Christian University's Cultural Research Center. Don't say that five times fast. But nonetheless, they found that millennials are more likely to believe in horoscopes than an all-knowing God. The report released last month is part of the center's 2021 American Worldview Inventory, an annual report that examines the spiritual belief of Americans. The report says that millennials, by definition, are those born between 1984 and 2002. By the way, I do fall into that category, and are leading much of the change. And guys, this is why it's important, because millennials, that age group from 18 to 36, are making up a huge demographic. And that huge demographic, I mean, honestly, a lot of the changes that we're seeing, whether it's things being run off whoever decides is hip and trendy on hip. I just use the word hip, man. I should be aging myself, and I'm even older than a millennial if I'm using that word. But nonetheless, that understanding of 18 to 26, like you go on Twitter and so forth, the things that are trending, that a lot of that is made up from those 18 to 36-year-olds. And I think that we need to look at this and say, well, what's going on? Because it is indeed tipping the scales in terms of where people are in line with their worldview. And in fact, a lot of the people that we go out and share with, a lot of the people that you're going out and sharing the gospel, the ones that are on the streets, fall into this demographic. So we should be able to make sure that we have a place where we can begin conversations. And so many of them have been so inundated by false information, false teaching if they grew up in churches with false teachers, if they grew up in churches watching things that are on TV and the stuff that gets the limelight and so forth. And honestly, their entire curriculum, what they've been going through school and learning and listening to since they were children, is basically an apologetic for materialism, an apologetic against the one true God. And that's what they've gone and learned over and over and over again. And for the ones that grew up in Christian homes, typically when they turn 18, they get sent off, and then parents pay loans, or the kids end up paying a lot of money on loans in order to indoctrinate them on the very thing you tried to attempt them to not be indoctrinated with for the course of their childhood. And so, guys, this is really, really important that we start looking at these things and recognizing such bad thinking that really goes out there, the stuff that is taught to them, and that we say to ourselves, wait a second, how do we fix this? Because I have to be honest with you, from my friends that I knew back in high school, the ones that I know don't follow the Lord, typically they're an echo chamber. when something happens in the culture, the president that is supposed to be elected and so forth, they are simply an echo chamber. I can just expect what is to be said and posted every single time by them concerning any worldview issue. And it always looks the same in their echo chamber. And so there's a reason for this. They've been conditioned in this way. And we as believers need to say, let's make sure that we have proper thinking and we do it in a manner in which they can hear, understand, and hopefully believe in the gospel. And so we as believers need to go out there and share that with them and share the bad thinking that they truly do have. And I encourage you guys, if you guys didn't check that out, we did an interview and it's up on our Good Fight Ministries YouTube channel with Tim Barnett, where we went through what he calls red pen logic, where he goes through a lot of tweets from atheist organizations and so forth, but even from professors, and just shows how bad their thinking is and then helps them out and gives them some good thinking. So hopefully you guys can check that out. We can put the link in the description of this show. But I want to go over some of the findings here because it is really, really important that we recognize this and see that there's something really crazy going on. We talked a lot about when it came to witchcraft, that there were more people that registered as witches than those involved in the Presbyterian Church in America, in PCUSA specifically, in terms of registered members. I mean, these things, this spirit science, astrology, this kind of nonsense, first of all, there's nothing new under the sun. This has always been going on. As we see in the scriptures, as we're going to see in the scriptures, it's very clear that this is common practice for the heathen and for those who do not want to know God. It is a suppression of truth and unrighteousness. So we will see that. But let's get to the data. It says the survey found that 35% of millennials and 32% of Gen Xers say they, quote, personally receive guidance from horoscopes, compared to only 10% of boomers and 3% of builders. By comparison, only 31% of millennials say they believe God is the all-knowing creator of the universe and that he still rules today. That's less than Gen Xers, boomers, and builders, 47, 57, and 64%. Guys, this is something we need to actually pay attention to. 51% of millennials believe that reincarnation is a very real possibility. Now, let's put this all together here just for a second. Let's go back to the understanding that they are rejecting the creator of the universe. They're rejecting that there is a personal creator. And I've always found it very interesting. And I come from an agnostic slash atheistic background, however you want to put it. It was a suppression of truth and unrighteousness. I wanted to do the filthy deeds that I wanted to do. And so I suppressed it and I rejected any belief in God. Okay. But I look at that and now I look at what's going on now and I see all of these things. And I know that typically, even in the West, we have a very materialistic understanding. I mean, really we do. And I'm not even talking about in terms of money and buying, but just that the, I guess you would say, everyone is kind of just goes back to materialism as its onset. And that includes plenty of people that are in the Christian church, that materialism usually is not dealt with in the proper way. And because that's what you've learned from kindergarten until, you know, you get done with college, typically that's the starting point for conversation. And that includes if we talk about miracles, that God can do the miraculous and so forth, where people are so bent on materialism that they are so skeptical of God intervening in any way in terms of the miraculous. And so that's something that we have to break and break off from and recognize. When I open the scriptures and I see the truth of God's word, I see very clearly, you know, miracles going on, Jesus doing radical things, the apostles doing radical things, and that God is still at work. And we need to recognize that and see that God is still at work here in our day-to-day lives. And we need to pray and recognize that we shouldn't be double-minded in our prayers. And that when we lack wisdom and so forth, that we pray if anyone is sick, that, you know, we take them before the elders, they anoint oil, we pray over them and recognize that God can absolutely, positively, God can heal someone. We always ask that it would be according to his will and so forth. But we want to get away from that materialism. But also what has happened is that so many people have conjured up their own idols. They've built themselves a God that they could worship. And horoscopes, astrology, and this sort of nonsense works perfectly well for them because people do want personal guidance. People do want that a lot of times. They may act like they don't. I don't want the Bible. I don't want a book to tell me what I do with my life. But then when I look quite clearly over and over again and read some of the stuff that is written in horoscopes, and I hear some of the New Agers and the way they talk, and those astrologers that are explaining people what their lives will be like because of the month they were born and how the constellations aligned, and you see those things, it's because people are looking for guidance. They are making idols no matter what. We have been created to worship, and you will worship something. And so many people now will come and worship these things. And do not think that Satan has tried to keep this out of the church. All right, he has tried to creep it in. We're going to have to do an entire episode on the Enneagram. And we really are going to have to talk about that because I do believe it has its veins. It has its connective material to the New Age. It has its connective material not from Scripture. And so we are going to have to dig into that because it is really, really important that we understand the dangers of instituting New Age thought into Christian realms. In fact, I think if you go on most dating sites, even the Christian mingles and so forth, a lot of the people are getting attached to these Enneagrams and using this folklore and nonsense in order to how with the person that they're trying to find as a spouse. And it's really, really dangerous. But we're going to have to get to that. But I want to talk about astrology specifically. And I want to give you an understanding. I'm going to actually go and read for you guys something. There on astrology.com, you can get a horoscope, a daily horoscope for whatever month you happen to be born in. And with that daily horoscope, you can go right down to the very date. And I want you to read the googly gob of nonsense that if you were getting involved in horoscopes, and I'm sorry if I'm offending you, if you're into this stuff, guys, you have to turn to the one true God. He is the only one who has the actual answers for your plight in life, the only one that actually knows the end from the beginning. He never fails. In fact, he warns over and over again of false prophets, Deuteronomy 13, Deuteronomy 18. And one of the warnings is these false prophets, very clearly, if they ever get something wrong, guess what? They have no dawn in them. There is no light in them. You shall not fear them. That guess what? When you have the one true God, he is never wrong. He knows the end from the beginning. He always is right. And he doesn't speak in gobbledygook. I'm going to read for you today, May 28th, 2021. I'm going to read for you what somebody who was born in May, on May 28th, what their horoscope would look like. I'm just going to read it to you, and then I'm going to read from you what the scriptures have to say concerning this. May 28th, 2021, on astrology.com, it says, intimate relationships take precedence over everything today, Gemini. You need some quiet time away from it all to figure out the deeper story stirring in your heart of hearts. The moon's presence in hermit-like Capricorn suggests a low-key day centered around seeking therapeutic outlets. Elsewhere, relationship-oriented Venus unites with your ruling planet, Mercury, making partnership matters even more a priority. Now, I've done an episode concerning astrology in the past, and I talked to you about the Barnum Effect, and I'm going to read the definition of the Barnum Effect, and you tell me if this should be classified right there with astrology. The Barnum Effect, also known as the Forer Effect in psychology, the phenomenon that occurs when individuals believe that personality descriptions apply specifically to them, more so than other people, despite the fact that the description is actually filled with information that applies to everyone. The effect means that people are gullible because they think the information is about them only when in fact the information is generic. Now, they believe that this came from Barnum, P.T. Barnum, who said a sucker is born every minute. And this is what is utilized. Guys, just think about this. Intimate relationships take precedence over everything today. Most people think that their intimate relationship to take precedence over everything each day. And if somebody told them that as guidance, they would probably believe that. And they would say, you know what? That's true for me. I haven't been intimate enough. Or you know what? I feel better when I am being intimate with someone. I need to go that route. Some quiet time is what I need to figure out the deeper stories. Of course, you go and meditate on things when you're dealing with them. Guys, this is simply a card trick. This is you being duped by the Barnum effect. This is somebody duping you. This is a gobbledygook of nonsense. This is ridiculous. And sadly, I listened over and over again to interviews by New Agers and ex-New Agers where they talked about these things ran their lives, where they wouldn't put a lease on a house because it was on a specific day. Guys, most of them are guided by spirit guides. Did you know that? Some of the book, like Course of Miracles and other books, have literally been written entirely by spirit guides. Demons, that's what they are. So what does the scripture say concerning this? Let's go. What does Deuteronomy 4:19 say? And I wanted to say this too. Just compare, if you wanted to compare the astrologers and you want to compare those who are looking at stars and hoping that the creation can give them answers, and really what they've done is made the creation their creator, and instead of doing that and seeking their God, they're going and seeking other things. This is exactly what Romans 1 talks about. This is how they suppress the truth and unrighteousness, and they trade the glory of God for an image of a created thing. This is exactly what's going on, and they get the due penalty for what they're going through. And guess what? It's very interesting. When you think of Romans 1, they don't give God his proper place of worship. They worship other things instead of God. They turn him aside. And then one of the things that happens is they're given over to the depravity of their mind. They start doing wicked sexual things. And I would argue that most people involved in these horoscopes, most people that are involved in the reading their daily horoscope, getting involved in astrology, most of them would do exactly what Romans said. They would either practice the behavior of homosexuality or give hearty approval of those who practice it. And we have to think of that because it's the word of God. It's true. That's why the horoscope looks like gobbledygook and nonsense. And then when we read the word of God, it is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, that it is able to save your souls when you repent and put your trust in Christ and look to his word to be the sanctifying process as Jesus promised in John 17:17, it would do, sanctifying you in thy truth. God's word is truth. So we want to make sure that we're understanding that. And let's see what God's word, the true word of the living God who still lives today and who is active with us today. Deuteronomy 4:19. And beware not to lift up your eyes to heaven and see the sun and the moon and the stars and all the host of heaven and be drawn away and worship them and serve them, those which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace from Egypt to be a people for his own possession as today. And guys, obviously, just as he does over and over again when we read the Old Testament, we see God reminding them of what they've been taken out of, the slavery they were under in Egypt, that he's taken them out of that slavery, and he reminded them what he had taken out of them. Don't go back to this nonsense. Don't go back to it. Don't do it. Christ is so clear on this. God's word is so clear on this. It can give you and profit you absolutely nothing. Put your trust in God and read his word. You are going to find no dawn there. There is no light in this. We are looking to the very things that God has created, these beautiful things that he allows us, and he's created the very eyes that you see it with, the mind that you can look at it with and understand it. He's given you a heart to beat. He's given you lungs to breathe. He's given you all these things, and it's beautiful that we get to look at his creation and say, God, you are awesome. This is amazing. We don't go, well, I'm so glad that stars aligned here, so now I can, you know, breathe in some majesty and I'm all of a sudden a queen or a king or whatever somebody thinks they can be. It's heartbreaking. Isaiah talks about it this way. Isaiah 47:13-14. You are wearied with your many counsels. Let now the astrologers, those who prophesy by the stars, those who predict by the new moon, stand up and save you from what will come upon you. Behold, they have all become like stubble. Fire burns them. They cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There will be no coal to warm by, nor a fire to sit before. This is what's going to happen to the astrologers. That's their ultimate ending. They can help you not at all. They cannot tell you exactly what is going to happen to every single person as Ecclesiastes ends, that every single person will be brought under judgment for that which is good or for that which is evil. Every act you've ever done will be brought under judgment. This is what the Word of God says, and the Word of God is true. We want to trust in His Word and what it says. This is what is going to happen to those who are making these predictions and writing these out. And I just pray in Jesus' name they would repent. There has been a bunch of wonderful ex-New Agers, those who are involved in astronomy and astrology, who have come to Christ and now warn of what it is. And many of them sincerely believed this. Just like they're saying millennials trust in horoscopes over they would an all-personal God. Just think about that, guys. They are trusting that stars aligned in a certain way on the day they were born, and that determines how they will be, how they will act, the emotions that they have, and so forth. How heartbreaking is that? That we, as believers, get to be found in Christ, get to have our identity in Christ, that everything about us is that we would become more and more like Jesus, and that God loved us so much that He sent His only Son to die for us. And He didn't just leave us without a word. He gave us His Word. He gave us His Holy Spirit that convicts us and convicts the whole world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. And we get to have those things. And I feel so bad for someone that is sitting there hoping for the meeping and the muttering of these horoscopes that will never give them true answers, that will always be out to fool them. And so many people have been caught up in this lie, but praise God, so many people have repented and put their trust in the one true God. I have a lot of quotes from the early church and the warnings that they had from them, whether it's from Tatian or Tertullian or Athanasius or Apollos. Many of them warned over and over again that they didn't even realize, a lot of these people that were involved in this didn't realize how demonic it was, the astrologers that were into this stuff, and that they had fabricated books and tables and to show all these stars and the stuff that we're seeing today, they had back then. There is nothing new under the sun. Satan has done a great job of sending people these just... It's really sad, guys. He's sending people these charts and all this stuff, and all of it keeps them distracted and away from the one true God who really does have the answers through His Word He has given them, through His Holy Spirit to convict us. And many of them, it's very interesting when you talk about ex-New Agers, when they talk about the different spirit guides they had, many of them talk about how when they first encountered the spirit guide, they thought it was dark and evil. But then they thought, oh, maybe I'm just not spiritually enlightened enough. In fact, even Lady Gaga, she had encountered this dark serpent spirit, and she talked to Deepak Chopra, the New Age guru, and he told her, oh, no, you got to embrace that darkness. And that's exactly what Satan wants them to do. Question God's word. There's no one true personal God, but believe all the horoscopes. Believe how the stars align in a certain way and those constellations, believe that that dictates exactly the person you are. And I think that's heartbreaking to think about. I think that's a really sad thing for us to even think about somebody being caught up in that. And because the astrology and this stuff, not astronomy, don't mix those two up, because astrology and so forth has given people this false hope, this is just one ideology. Whether it's this or just atheism, nihilism, whatever it is that has become popularized in this millennial culture, all of these things have led us to a place where suicide itself is the leading cause of death outside of accidents when it comes to millennials. Because guess what, guys? Your beliefs have consequences. What you believe about things, what you put your trust in, has consequences. What you believe about the afterlife has extreme consequences. In fact, even bad theology has extreme consequences, just if we're talking about suicide alone. In fact, there was one man who was being counseled who was suicidal, and so he asked his pastor, what would happen if I commit suicide? Told me we'd go to heaven, and guess what he did? Killed himself. Guys, this is something that's really, really important. I am not saying right now that suicide specifically is the unforgivable sin, but I don't believe that suicide, and I want to say this, when it comes to suicide, I have no confidence for someone's salvation who commits suicide. I am not the ultimate judge. God is the ultimate judge, but I can have no confidence in a person's salvation who decides to murder themselves, destroy the temple of God, murder themselves, because no murderer has eternal life in them. I don't know what happens. Maybe they're hanging there, has some repentant hearts. I don't know about that. But I also see in scripture over and over again, if you look at suicidal tendencies in scripture, most of them are aligned with the demonic. Think about Saul, who committed suicide, right? The first king of Israel. What happened to him? Evil spirits haunted him, right? Did he not consult a medium right before that? What about Judas himself, right? Did the devil not enter him and then he go and kill himself? Over and over again, we see the spiritual reality, and I believe that Satan hates humankind, and he would love nothing more but for humankind to kill themselves, people made in the image of God to kill themselves. And I think we need to recognize this and also see the broken and the hurting heart of these young men and women, those who are falling victim to the culture, that the culture has become their God, the things, you know, these daily horoscopes, and they're putting their hope in. And the Bible says very clearly that hope deferred makes the heart sick. When you place your hope in something that gets deferred, when you place your hope in something that turns aside, your heart is sick. And in fact, I believe this is exactly why in Jeremiah 17, it says, "Cursed is the man who puts his trust in men." If you put your trust in flesh, if you put your trust in some other man, and in fact, I want to tell you this, if you've put your trust completely in your pastor, that he is going to be the one, that it's his faith, you're going to fall. You don't want to put your trust in any man. We actually have the perfect man in Jesus Christ, the one who lived perfectly. We can put our full trust in him. We can put our full trust in the God-man Jesus Christ, that I know he never fails. And guess what? If I feel far away from God, it's not because he's moved, it's because I have. And we want to, guess what? We have this hope in us. We have this fixed hope in us. Every believer has this fixed hope in them, that we have our trust in the risen King. We have our trust in his word. We have our trust completely in the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, that tells us what to pray. We have our trust in a God that doesn't move. And what better way than to share that with millennials who, as I said, suicide rates way up, believing nonsense way up. It has consequences. When you are taught as a child that you are ultimately an animal, that your urges and your desires are really king, what you feel is king over all things, guys, this is dangerous. And this is why we, the people of God, the saints of God, the holy priesthood, who have been given the call of evangelism, each and every believer, have been given the job, the ministry of reconciliation. This is where we as believers step up and are ready to give a defense, an apologia against the categoria, right? An apologia, a defense against the accuser of the brethren, a defense against those who do not know God, for the hope that is within us. Let us share that hope and bring it to millennials. God bless.
The 511 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 511 News.